أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
القرآن ذيس آية، سبحان الذي أسفى بعبده من ليلة من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. What the meaning of مسجد أقصى here and why رسول عليه الصلاة والسلام explain or describe القدس when المشركين ask him about this thing.
Yes, I follow your point. Jazakumullah. As far as Masjid al-Aqsa is concerned, every historian knows that when this incident took place, there was no Masjid al-Aqsa in existence anywhere in the world. That is 100% correct. The mosque which was built on the ruins of King Solomon's temple was done much later, during Walid bin Abdul Malik. Yes. So obviously the Holy Quran is not referring to a future Masjid al-Aqsa and tells us that Rasulullah journeyed to that mosque. Aqsa means remote. And remote in what sense? Remote not only in the sense of mileage in space, but remote can be also in sense of dimensions. For instance, here in this space, there are things which are happening which are very, very remote to us. Unless we have means to travel to them, we simply cannot reach them. Try to reach out to the radiations which are taking place here, or music which is passing through here, or dancing which is going on, or the pictures of televisions, all sorts of noises and the cosmic radiation and everything. All these things in hundreds and ways and forms are taking place within the space of this occupied by my two hands. And it is so remote, you can never reach it. And God exists everywhere, and He is the remotest in that sense. Unless He reaches you somehow and breaks the barriers of dimensions, directly no man can ever reach God. So space is not only the measure of dimension of distances. Dimensions also are measures of distances. So remote mosque in what sense? Not covered by mileage, because then you will have to conceive of a mosque built in space somewhere to which Ahasuerus traveled at super, at the speed of light, for instance, or beyond that, if that is possible. That is not, that would have been a joke, that would have been an insult to Rasulullah to make him travel as fast like this, suddenly moving from one place to the other. And still, what distance could he cover with that? One light year is a very small scope in the language of the modern scientists. One light year is just close neighbor of our Earth. In fact, the nearest group of stars which we have is 7 years of light away from us. And there are universes spread over billions of light years away from us. So, what would be the distance covered by Ahasuerus if he travels at the speed of light? And you know what speed of light is? 186,000 miles per second. So, is that what the Holy Quran wants to tell us? This is absurd. It's meaningless. So, what is that Masjid Aqsa? That has been further described by Ahadrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. And that description tells us that it is not a material mosque at all. It has a different dimension altogether, and our own language cannot describe that mosque completely. Because Huzur-e Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that all the prophets said their prayer behind him in that mosque. And you know the number of prophets as understood by the Muslims is to be about 124,000 prophets altogether. So if you look at this mosque, present day mosque, can 124 people say their prayer behind somebody here? And in what was the form of those spirits? They were not things made that can be made in space. Prophets had died, all of them. Except according to the Muslims, Hazrat Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Idris. So, what would be the view of that mosque where two bodily prophets were saying prayer behind Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the rest were spirits and which do not occupy any space? Spirits are in fact spaceless phenomena. You can't measure a spirit in yards or in feet. And maybe they can occupy the same place without disturbing each other. And this can happen. Because in the world of radiation, and there must be something of some, some form of radiation, some sort of something, of energy. In the world of radiation, the same smallest place can accommodate unlimited number of radiations. And they can be jammed into one short space and they do not still interfere with each other. This is the beauty of this phenomena, which this creation of Allah's. For instance, put the antenna of one instrument here in that space, and it will start receiving signals of a certain type which it can receive and convey to the machine. And attach another machine to this with a different, which is differently attuned, or change its tuning. It will start receiving the signals of a very different nature from the same space. And there is no limitation. Billions of messages can be jam-packed in this little space. And they will not interfere with each other. So the creation of Allah is mind-boggling. It's impossible for human beings to fathom the depths of Allah's creations. So the souls, we don't know whether they occupy a space or not. But we know that if Allah so desires, they can be jam-packed in unlimited number, in the smallest space possible. And yet, what would be their world? They would feel free, they would feel undisturbed by the presence of other souls. So, the souls of prophets, if literally this is what is meant, must have said prayer behind Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a space of different dimensions. And that is what Aqsa means. So for that he has not to travel far beyond in mileage. But there where he was, there he could delve deep into Allah's creations and reach a new dimension. And in that dimension he could have led the prayer to those prophets. And if he had done that, that mosque cannot be reached by us. Whatever you do, it will remain Aqsa to you. But this Aqsa mosque can be reached by everybody. Those who live around, it's not Aqsa for them. While according to the statement of the Holy Quran, that mosque has to remain Aqsa forever and forever. It is the farthest removed mosque to everybody else but to Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to those prophets who were accommodated in that mosque. So I believe that there has to be that explanation, and only that interpretation is valid. Because number one, we did not have any outward manifestation of a mosque which could be called Aqsa. There was no such thing at the time of Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when this incident took place. So that mosque, whatever it was not in this world. Secondly, it is absurd to conceive of a mosque in material terms to be situated in space elsewhere. And where and how far? As far as the human knowledge, present knowledge is concerned, no such mosque is built anywhere, and this is meaningless, that God should build a mosque somewhere, and also a lottery at the farthest corner of heaven. So all these are symbols. This is how they are understood by Ahmadis. It was a symbolic language used by the Holy Quran to denote values. And only those whom Allah Himself taught, understood these things. The others just failed, and their material concept, limited concept, kept them limited to the four walls of materialism. But the Holy Quran speaks of spiritualism, and the language of the Holy Quran should be understood in the terms of spirituality. So in those terms, there is no problem, no paradox, no enigmas to be solved. Again, I have referred to that lottery. You know what lottery is? What are the words? The verse? Beri jo lagi hui hai. In the Sidratil Muntaha. In the Sidratil Muntaha. You know what Sidra means? Sidra is a tree which is very thorny in nature. Also, it has a small fruit. It is found in the desert mostly. And the Arabian deserts know this tree. I mean, this was something known to everyday Arab of that time. Maybe also there are sidras today, but you don't know perhaps. Because they are not perhaps found in Syria, but in the Arabian Peninsula, they are found in abundance. This is a very thick and profuse tree. And the growth has such abundance all around, and it has so many thorns. You know what thorn is? Pricking things. Yes. That if grown in close proximity, then it would not permit any animal or any other human or human being to pass through that hedge. So Sidra also stood as a symbol of a hedge, a boundary line between this and that. But literally it means a bush, a tree with thorns and with small fruit, which is not very valuable. The Holy Quran tells us of Masjid-e-Aqsa as well as of Sidratul Muntaha. A Sidra situated in a place beyond which Ahadrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could not go. That is the boundary line between Allah and the creation. So if you translate Masjid-e-Aqsa to be a literal mosque, a material mosque, then you are bound to translate Sidra also as a material Sidra and a literal Sidra. So what is a lottery doing on the boundary line between between the creation and God? A very stupid thing, apparently. Why should a lottery be chosen for Allah to be grown there in reality? In the space, one dangling tree is there, and that is lottery, and what is the choice? Does Allah like the fruit of that tree? And while nobody else can reach there, not even the angels, what that tree is doing there? So you should only understand it in the light of interpretation, in the spiritual terms. And the interpretation which I offer is this, that because Sidra is a type of tree which can be used as a symbol of boundaries, it can be used as a hedge. My land begins here and your big land ends there. So Sidra was only a symbol. It tells us that Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went so close to God as beyond that he could not be closer to him without being a God himself. Because the boundary line between the creator and created was reached by him. He touched that line. That is to say, he was the topmost in creation and the lowest in godhood. That is, he was not a God. He just touched the borders, beyond which, if he had risen, he would have become a god. So if he were not made a god, how could Allah choose a lesser person to be his son? So that is also the final message of oneness of God, unity of God. The one who is closest, he can reach Sidra and not beyond. So we understand all this in the spiritual terms, not in material terms. But the present day Muslims are told by the mullahs, by the Maulvis, that these are material expressions. So this is their world of Islam. There is a Aqsa Mosque, which is built 100 years later, maybe, or a few, 34 years perhaps, later, or more than that, was it?
About 70 years.
Because that was the Khilafah period, 34. About 70 years later, after the death of Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and before the mosque is built, people start saying prayers in that mosque. This is their belief, not ours. And they also have to believe then that a lot tree is grown somewhere in the heaven, and beyond that nobody can travel. That is the end of space. But again, that is absurd. Look at it from the scientific point of view. There can't be any end to space. Because wherever you divide space, unlimited space has to be beyond that as well. And how can you divide a space without circle? One single tree cannot divide space. So the modern concepts of the universe and the mathematical concepts of the universe defy all these things. Yet these Maulvis would have us believe in things which are totally unreal. They cannot happen. And reduce the teachings of the Holy Quran to, you know, such small things, a childish view. It is only through Ahmadiyya view that you can really, truly respect the Holy Quran and study it in its true perspective.